Earlier, we heard from Pirates closer David Bednar and his dad, who's the manager of the Fighting Planets up there on Mars. And right now, he is a Yinzer at heart. Former closer Jason Grilly. Grilled Cheese is with me. Hey, Jason, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Larry. Happy opening day, man. What a day, right? Should be a national holiday. What are we doing not having a national holiday for opening day or national pastime? Come on, man.
Well, great day, though. As a former player, what is that feeling like when you actually start the season? You've been through the grind of spring training and you're ready to go. How do, even as a major leaguer, you get that, you got to get butterflies.
Absolutely, man. The flyovers and the fireworks, just the revving of the, you know, potential, the possibility, you know, the refresh, the reset that, hey, man, we almost made it last year, or we won last year. Can't wait to do it again. See my friends. I think that's the biggest thing, is that you get to bond with a bunch of guys that you get to do something superb with, you know, make some good memories. So that's what I miss. I miss my friends. I miss that excitement and that adrenaline rush. That there's nothing on this planet that gives me more excitement than that. So I'm still trying to find a way to do that, but I'm living vicariously now as a fan like these guys are doing. And I remember the feeling, so I'm out there with them in spirit.
Well, we're with Jason Grilly. What is it about the Berg that you love and had you eventually stay here?
The people, man. You know, I was convinced real quickly just how accepting this community is. We bleed black and gold. I mean, again, I say that to a lot of people. We're the only city with all our major league sports teams that bear the same color. So if that's not unity, I don't know what is. But, no, it's just something authentic, raw, good people, genuine, and caring. It's just Pittsburgh's great, and everybody that comes here, I'm actually going to the airport right now, pick up a friend of mine, and he goes, I love Pittsburgh. He's a New Yorker, New York City boy, Jersey boy at heart, and he's excited to come to Pittsburgh. So that's what I said. Talked to Cameron Maben, an old teammate. He's trying to come up this way, too. So, yeah, everybody loves the Berg, man, and me especially, too.
So, Jason, people want to know, what are you doing these days? I know, in part, you're a wine guy.
Yeah. Thanks to my big league friends, introduced me to wine on those big league flights. I upgraded some wine palate tastings in the back of the plane. Yeah, so that got me into it. And my buddy Dwayne Ryder, you know, down there at the Clemente Museum, does a fabulous job. And there's no better place, in my opinion, what that guy's done to celebrate one of our heroes and just to drink and make good memories. I mean, we had a lot of good team parties down there and just gatherings and just chill. But, yeah, I do Rock and Ball wine now, and it's my brand because every rock star wants to be an athlete and vice versa.
You know? And you're going to be part of this big Yinzer Fest April 25th to the 28th at the David Lawrence Convention Center, too. You're officially a Yinzer, by the way.
I love that, man. Thank you. I was waiting for that to be officially kicked in. And I think you just blessed me with that, whatever, is there a sword that goes over each side of my head or, you know, a key or something? I don't know. But as long as I get that verbal from you, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and this is really the first annual and a celebration of Pittsburgh. By the way, you can go to yinzerfest.com and check that out. And Jason, I've seen you around town. It's funny that you're like on full scholarship. We just talked to Troy Polamalu. The athletes that played here, stayed here, and then come back, in his case, from California to visit, you are welcomed everywhere you go. Do you still feel that?
I do. You know what's fun is that I got to wear the Pittsburgh, you know, colors across my chest and the city name across my chest, and now I'm jamming with everybody. You know, like I said, I get to meet Pittsburgh, hang out with Pittsburgh, drink some wine with Pittsburgh. And like I said, Doug Mariani, who's putting on Yinzer Fest at the convention center, I met him a while back, and I love what he's doing. He's unifying everybody. It's not just, you know, Italian Fest or, you know, Jewish Fest, just segregated, if you know, according to that. It's a black and gold fest, so I can't wait to see all the music and the comedians and the food. I mean, it's going to be a good little celebration right downtown at the convention center. We're a better place to centralize than downtown, and near the Strip District. That's the heartbeat of the city. So I hope people come out, have a good time. I'll be there. And I know you will be too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. April 25th through the 28th, again at the David Lawrence Convention Center. Go to yinzerfest.com to check it out. Before you go, though, what's the word? What do you hear about the 2024 Pirates as we open it up at 4:10 in Miami today?
Well, you know, just like any other year, we got plenty of good prospects. We got all these number ones and first rounders. Now it's time to put it together. They always have an uphill battle, like I said, keeping the team healthy, keeping the team together, and hopefully, you know, according to the way that the litmus test and the chemistry is, hopefully they'll add pieces if they're down the stretch and in the fight. You know, we had that fight, and I know McCutchen is still there leading the pack, so it's a good thing. I'm excited. They got a good core group of guys. I hope they can keep it together, band together, and do some big things this year.
Well, like always, I'll tell you, you, for this show, have your first save of the season. So thank you for that, Jason.
You're welcome, man.
You know what? I want to get you in studio sometime in the future because you got a lot to say, and I want people to hear your passion about a lot of subjects. So,
thanks, man. I would love to join you anytime. We can yuck it up, and we'll definitely fill in the blanks, man. I'm good for that.
Now pitching, number 39, Jason Grilley. All right, grilled cheese, brother. Thank you.
You got it, man.
I love him, man. He's so cool.